A few weeks ago, I had the opportunity to learn more about the funk scene in New Orleans by interviewing the musician Derek Tabb. As a member of the Rebirth Brass Band, he plays snare drum and he shares with us the influence of funk on the band's development as well as himself as a musician. He also serves as the artistic director of the Roots of Music program in New Orleans, which is a music and academic program for youth in the community. Throughout the interview, he provides insight about the power the genre of music has had on the musical learning in the program. Listen to this podcast to learn more about the influence of funk on the city of New Orleans.
Funk mean to me.
Yeah.
Immediately when I think of funk, I think of Zigaboo and Amigas immediately because I grew up on New Orleans music and the Amigas were like the big band at the time. Mm-hmm. And I found later on that Zigaboo were like the king of the funk. He was one of the originators of that backbeat that's considered the funk beat. And I started listening to more of the Amigas and the Neville Brothers. And it was just like, I found that funk was just about element in all music, just like jazz. Mm-hmm. It was just most known in New Orleans music, the backbeat and the funk and that groove that it brought to the table.
Yeah.
So when I say what it means to me, it brought me to music, really. Funk really brought me to wanting to know more about music. So mm-hmm. I would have to credit it with really that understanding of music, of wanting to understand music more.
Mm-hmm. When your group like gets together to work and like perform and everything, do you think that there's elements of funk when you perform, like that backbeat that you've been referring to and everything?
Totally. Rebirth is probably the most influenced brass band when it came down to funk because they came up during a time where traditional jazz was heavily influenced and they were young and they wanted more of a funky feel to mm-hmm. catch more of the youth.
Yeah.
And so they would listen to the Meters and Maceo Parker and James Brown
mm-hmm.
and add a little bit of what they were doing, well, a lot of the elements that they were doing to what we were doing.
Right.
And as I came along, I found that more of the funk element was in Rebirth than a lot of the jazz.
Mm-hmm.
Funk played a major part in what happened to change brass band music from what it was before Rebirth until what it is now after Rebirth
mm-hmm.
with the influence of funk being majorly influenced with Rebirth, it passed on with other brass bands who Rebirth influenced.
Mm-hmm. So with this influence, do you think that there are more groups coming around that are adapting to funk, like the funk genre in New Orleans or in this music culture, in this community?
Well, once you come to New Orleans has this, I think that New Orleans has its own genre of music
mm-hmm.
where it's R&B, jazz, funk, and then you have New Orleans jazz, New Orleans R&B, New Orleans funk. So when you come to New Orleans, when you have no other choice but to get into the funk elements of things, because our whole way of living is funky. You know, it's a little jazzy, a little different than everywhere else,
mm-hmm.
and it comes out with our food, it comes out in our personalities, it comes out in our music, mostly in our music, because it's, you know, we talk jazzy, we talk with a rhythm, mm-hmm. we talk kind of like our cadence of talking to other people sounds a little different. To us it sounds normal, and it doesn't matter if it's white or black, it's that New Orleans way of
mm-hmm.
putting things together to make it jazz. We say baby.
Yeah.
It'd be, you know, something different.
Mm-hmm.
So when he added the funk to the music aspect, it didn't seem like it was a different element.
Mm-hmm.
It just seemed like it was something that was just added. But by us having our own flavor of everything,
right.
Like I said, the own flavor of funk made it different than what you would hear from, like, let's say, like, you would see New York.
Right.
And they considered funk is a little different than what we consider funk.
Yeah.
But it's still funk. You know?
Right.
So when you're down here in New Orleans, you hear a lot of funky music, no matter what genre, what area you're in, what kind of music you listen to, you hear a little elements of funk, on sometimes a lot of elements of funk.
I've been researching funk music a lot, and it focuses a lot about the community, what you've been talking about. And can you speak to kind of the community that you've created here with, like, the roots of music and how the kids learn, and how maybe, like, funk music can apply to that in a way, like the way they learn and are growing through this?
Okay, yes, yes. I love that question. When I read it, I was very surprised, because a lot of people tend to not understand how you pass on funk. And at the roots of music, we try to let kids pick a lot of the songs that they want to play, and most of the time it's the R&B hits, or the popular hits that's on the radio, pop, hip hop, and what we try to do is we try to reference that back to some of the music that is played right here in New Orleans, where a lot of times they get the idea from. So
right.
We might play. Let them listen to the song that they want to listen to, and give them an idea, and might even play it. And then we give them where that idea even came from, or how it reflects back into the funk element of what we're doing in New Orleans music. And that way, they understand the now and the past.
Right.
They love the now, because it's right now, it's what they're listening to. But they understand what was going on in the past to bring that to where it's at now. So what we try to do is teach them not the difference, but what's the likeness.
Right, it's like the fusion of the two.
Yes.
Yeah. That's great.
Yes, yeah. And it works, because what a lot of music is doing now is being replicas of what we came up off when I was young. And it's starting to be a lot easier for you to teach that, because they're listening to the music that I listen to.
Yeah.
And it's just more, it might be more sampled, it might be more just a snippet of what, a sample of what they, I was listening to, but it's the same groove, it's the same focus, it's the same music almost as what I was listening to, just with a maybe upbeat to it, a little bit more rap to it, hip hop to it, you know, but it's still the same funk.
Right.
It's just that funk, I don't think that funk will ever die.
That's great, yeah.
I don't think that funk would ever die. Funk is just an element that just, it's like gumbo. It's like gumbo, you know, like gumbo is it's all kind of elements put in there to make this great recipe.
Yeah.
That's funk, you know, you have white, Japanese, black, Asian, Cube, all that in one bag, and make the funkiest sound you ever heard, just like a pot of gumbo.
Yeah,
it's all on the feel of what the music takes you,
and
just understanding where you want to go at with the music. And 9 times out of 10, if it's funky enough, it's going anywhere you want it to take. That's what it. I love jazz, but I've been more of a funk guy. Like I say, I grew up listening to Junkyard Dog. I'm a drummer, so I listen to the drummers. Junkyard Dog, Zigaboo, Shannon Powell. Even though Shannon played a lot of the jazz, he did a lot of funk. And Harlan Rollins, funky. You know, it's, the drummers I come up off of listening to Jerry Harris. I listened to all the guys that was just laying that backbeat down and just really popping it and really giving you that feel that made you want to move. And that's another thing with funk. Funk make you want to move.
Yeah. A lot of my research has talked about how it, like, came up in the African-American churches, and how, like, the movement and everything is all a part of, like, the improvisation and everything that's within funk music.
Yes, it's definitely, you know, if you can't feel it, it's not funky. And it just, it gives you a, it's a groove.
Mm-hmm.
The groove makes you move, and the movement and the feeling brings on emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And different people express it different kind of ways. They might express it by dancing, they might express it by singing,
mm-hmm.
they might, it's by clapping, you know. But funk make you move. It gets something out you. It make you want to do something. You know, you have to, you can't just sit still and listen to funk. You know, you might try to analyze it, but you're going to move.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to shake your head, you're going to bob your head, you're going to do something. Funk is just the type of thing that, the type of music that is more emotionally felt than I would say analyze.
Yeah.
You feel funk, you don't try to analyze funk, you just feel it.
Yeah.
You don't try to figure out why people did it, you just know they did it and you like it, they did it.
Yeah, you know, definitely.
So I have been a real big fan of funk. When I was young, I wanted to be like one of the best snare drummers in brass band.
Mm-hmm.
And as I started getting better in brass band, I found that you couldn't do it without knowing funk rhythms and funk grooves. Mm-hmm. And the more I started to learn them, it was like, as simple as they sound, the harder they were.
Yeah.
And they were like, because it's not, it's almost, it almost can't be taught.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like a feeling that you have, that I have to make you feel what I'm feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Without telling you a word or with, just with my groove.
Right.
And make you move to what I'm feeling. I could be feeling emotionally down, but I have to make you feel good to dance funk.
Mm-hmm.
And that's crazy about funk, because funk is some of the heartfelt music, some of the most heartfelt music that you ever want to hear, because they point out their heart in funk.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of time it's the, I look at funk a lot of time as more instrumental also.
Really? Yeah.
Yes. You know, you can have a lot of funky songs that words to them, but the groove is gonna make it funky to
mm-hmm.
me. And it's always the drum, the back, and the beat. The drums, the rhythm section.
Yeah, definitely.
And sometimes you can just feel the pain that the drummer going through. Or feel how excited he is to play.
Mm-hmm.
But it comes out through that boom, ka, boom, boom, ka, boom, ka, boom. And just something about it.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for talking to me about this and everything. And it's been great just seeing what the Roots has been doing over the past years. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Thank you for having me.